Many people aspire to making a difference in the world, but only occasionally is it possible to see that difference made manifest. Duran Amron, development director for the Sebastopol-based Conservation Strategy Fund, recently returned from a remote Bolivian valley in the headwaters of the Amazon, which his organization helped preserve from being flooded behind a proposed dam.
There's a place called the Bala Gap at the mouth of a river that flows up into Madidi National Park. It's one of the most biologically diverse areas in the world. 11% of the world's known bird species live in this one park in Bolivia. The Bala Gap was to have been dammed about 10 years ago, and we did an economic analysis where we apply economics to environmental issues and showed that the calculations that the government presented, that this would be a great dam, would provide cheap electricity and lots of jobs, were essentially untrue. When we presented those numbers, government decision makers switched their plan, and instead of building the dam, they started promoting ecotourism in the park.
Their route, Amron adds, offered a first-hand view of the way his organization's work has affected that valley.
We literally went up the river, visited villages that would have been underwater, and talked to the local people about how their lives have changed for the better since the dam didn't get built, and the ecotourism in this park has really boomed in the last 10 years.
Moreover, Amron says, the tourism industry in that region was as indigenous as the habitat.
These eco-lodges are run by the local communities. They're built by the local folks. Literally, the village gets together, makes an agreement. Everyone's going to put in this many hours. Everyone's going to work this many days in order to build this place. And then you're obliged, each family, to provide a certain amount of labor to run the place. All the guides are local. So they really are able to generate immense amounts of revenue and keep it within the local communities. In each one of these villages where we visited, they were running their own eco-lodge. These weren't run by international conglomerates. International visitors, local business.
And the resulting benefits were clearly apparent.
Spent a lot of time talking to village elders and leaders, spent a lot of time meeting with some of the local mayors, and having an opportunity to hear from them firsthand how the economic work that CSF has done has literally influenced their lives for the better. Things like water systems, new schools, the new churches they had built that they all pointed to very proudly.
Even more important than those tangible benefits, Samron says, was the sense of hope for the future that has grown up along with the structures.
It seems to me that this is incredibly sustainable. The improvements in the village, the kind of pride. I literally had one village elder point out to me, it used to be all the young people left. And now look around this village and there's young people and middle-aged people and older people and everyone's here. People now leave, they get their education, but they come back. They have pride in their place. This is something that they've created for themselves, the indigenous people of the Amazonian region, and I see no reason why they shouldn't be able to continue this for decades to come.
This sort of ecotourism is experiencing sharp growth rates in many remote areas, expansion that poses new threats to the ideal of sustainability. We'll talk with the journalist who's been investigating that issue on tomorrow's report. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.